GM has announced that starting today, Chevrolet dealers in select markets are taking orders for the Chevy Volt. Also today, the automaker announced the price that the plug-in hybrid will go for, $41,000. Buyers will be able to take advantage of a tax break, which ranges from $0 to $7,500. Is this the car of the future that will revolutionize the industry and revitalize GM? Or is it a green car for a green niche market with limited mass appeal? Well, joining us to address those questions is Dan Neal, the automotive critic for The Wall Street Journal. Good to see you.
Hi.
And we've heard the figure of roughly $40,000 for a couple of years now. What does $41,000 sound like to you as the price of a Volt?
Well, it says to me that this is a very expensive technology and stubbornly so. The batteries in the Volt, which is the big cost item in this car, are the best in the world and among the most expensive. And also, I think this car is a little bit between the industrial age invention we call the car and an electronic device. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's priced more according to iPads and iPhones than the old Chevy.
Let's explain this car a little bit here. It has a battery that you charge up overnight. It takes 10 hours with the normal house current. It'll run 40 miles on that charge, and then when the charge starts to run out, there's a four-cylinder gasoline-powered motor that doesn't actually drive the car, but it generates electricity that drives the car.
Right. It's an onboard generator, and what it does is it charges the batteries, then the batteries drive the electric motors that drive the front wheels. And in this way, you can drive 40 miles or so, and maybe you'll never exceed that range or rarely exceed that range. But if you do, you have the security of knowing that you can continue on with gas power. It really solves the big problem with electric vehicles and sort of the American mindset, which is about range anxiety.
Yeah. It's very hard to figure out how much of a bargain this is in terms of running it. If you charge the car during off-peak hours when electricity is relatively cheap, that shouldn't be that much. You'll spend less on gas, but they recommend using premium gasoline. Could save you, $1,000 a year if you started using this. Does that make it cost competitive, or is this just, I want to own a plug-in hybrid car?
Yeah, put the calculators away. I mean, it really isn't about, at least in the first generation of these high-technology cars, it's not about coming out ahead gasoline versus electricity, though as a thermodynamic question, this car is much more efficient than a conventional car. In the short term, these are for people who want to make a difference, and sometimes those emotional appeals can't be penciled out on the ledger.
I haven't driven a Volt, but I've sat in one, mm-hmm. and you said the battery is the big cost component. It's also just big.
Yeah.
And the battery takes up so much space that there's a huge hump running down the middle of the car, and the rear of it is reduced to two small bucket seats. It's a compact-sized car with an interior that feels like a subcompact.
Well, with respect, I think if you took your tape measure out, you'd find that it's a relatively spacious, small car. Also, what's really in play here is just the architecture, the mm-hmm. principle of the thing. The Volt is, a small city car, four seats. It is just, in some ways, a demonstrator that this technology is feasible.
What do you think? The future of General Motors or an exotic side dish for a small part of the public?
Well, it's interesting that with regard to the price question, I think that in the old GM, they might have been willing to take a little bit of a beating up front on the price. But in the new regime of austerity and government motors, I think that was off the table. I think they had to make money per unit up front. And so that inflected the price. This technology could be very, very helpful for GM in the long run, though, and helpful for the U.S. overall, because we really have to establish an electrical vehicle infrastructure. This is one car and one way to do it.
I should say, by the way, it's $41,000. It's the base price. Fully loaded, it gets up to about $45,000.
I think floor mats are extra, yeah.
Dan Neal, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
Dan Neal, who is an automotive critic for The Wall Street Journal.
You're listening to All Things Considered.